Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it is that time for Yip Jump Music on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a very special episode today. It is a very special episode every week, but this week is especially special because I am going to be absent for the next 2 weeks from Yip Jump Music, which is so... It pains me to say this, but let's just say that this episode is a little clue as to what I will be doing, or maybe not doing, or maybe just kind of the vibe that I will be encapsulating for the next couple weeks, which is thrilling. It's exciting. Anytime you get to go on vacation, it's a gift, and I feel like you appreciate it as a child, and then when you work a job full-time, 5 days a week, then you really appreciate it as an adult. So yeah, I'm just going to cut this chatter because I really want to talk about this fantastic, exciting vacation that we're going to be taking together for the next hour, but I might as well just send you off. You know, why not? We're just going to start off strong. So this is your destination, your final destination, brought to you by The Clash.
things in life for free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. Thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Get everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.
Between the speakers in a correctly tuned system.
10p.
10p? No, it's not 10p.
10p.
T-shirts and the stickers. Johnny Normal got a job, a mortgage and a motor. Claimed his dad was Dylan and he came from Minnesota. Conda generation of smiling hippie tossers who shaved their beards and trimmed their hair but failed to cut their losses. It's no go for Live Aid, it's no go the wagons. All we want is crystals and our dungeons and our dragons. Darren, Wayne and Shane, Kylie, Kevin, Jason. Beat a blind man half to death with his own Alsatian. It's no go, your arty films, it's no go, your passion. All we want is a shopping mall and some pissy high street fashion. It's no go, Kinokio, and good night, Ronnie. So kiss goodbye with a lullaby and a strawberry-flavoured Johnny. It's no go, humility, and no go, our nation. What we've got is a yuppie farm with superannuation. Sarah Septic lives in France and drives a Lamborghini. Saves her whales with metaphors and claims that she's a greenie. Old MacDonald had a farm, then he had another. Then he had another and another and another. It's no go the hospital, it's no go education. All we want is a line of whiz on Piccadilly Station. Try to tell the sissy southern bastards that they've lost. It's no go the poll tax, no go registration. All we want is a summons and a year or two probation. Don't pay! Nico in the kitchen. Brian Jones, the Rolling Stone, coming down and itching. There you see virginity, face down in the river. Write yourself a get well soon and send it to your liver.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the roads and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. And I must agree, I think that is a life-saving message as someone who crosses the street a lot. You gotta watch. You gotta walk in, you gotta watch. Well, if you hadn't guessed, your 10 a.m., your favorite 10 a.m. slot Wednesday morning DJ is going to be across the pond in the next couple weeks. And this is a particularly curated hour of music to reflect that and the excitement that I feel regarding that. Really pulling from all across some of my favorite artists from the UK and Ireland. I'm also going there too. And, well, I guess it's mostly England and also Ireland who is featured in this playlist. Anyway, yeah, punk, new wave, two-tone, post-punk, rock and roll, whatever the Flying Lizards was cooking up there. Yeah, it's gonna be great. I guess Yola Tango is American, I think. But they're my bed music, so it doesn't count. But yeah, I just had a lot of fun making this playlist. I got really excited thinking about all these bands that I love so much. That all happened to be British. That's crazy. I wonder what they were doing over there back in the day when they're making all this music. All this music. I want to give a special shout out to the Cleaners from Venus song, No Go, off of number 13. I pulled that song off of a previous playlist that I was co-created with myself and another evil mad scientist in the lab back in the day when I was a student and I had people on my show a lot. That was a collaborative playlist, and I was just kind of digging back into that because we did a bloke, music for blokes. So some of this is less, I would say this is less music for blokes and more music for me, like the bloke that I am. Because it's not all, you know, I feel like that kind of tends towards the more like, I don't know, like pop aggressive, that's even a word. I mean, that song is very kind of run-on, spoken word-esque. And I love it. I love Cleaners from Venus. But that was that song in particular. Yeah, I guess that was mostly kind of older music, a little bit. Some newer stuff in the next half, but not that much newer. Sorry, the music director tries to get us playing new music and it's not gonna work. You guys can't get me. I'm just gonna play this song. I listened to it so many times last year, I thought it was gonna be my top songs of 2023, but it was not. But it's the Smiths, so here you go.
A drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I time to asked of me at the end of the day. Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said. And I naturally fled.
Can't talk about it. mine. What can I say? I've known him for a long, long time. And it might overstep the line, but you just cannot get angry in the same way. No, not in the same way.
I am gone. picture.
Hey, you, the muscles and the long hair, telling me that women are superior to men. Most guys just don't appreciate this. You just try convincing me you're better than them. So he talks for hours about a sensitive soul, and his favorite subject is sex. I don't even think he really wanted that ever. Christ, this guy's too much.
The next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight. Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself. He's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years bad luck.
I wanna tell him
when you say you love me, you're just flattering your vanity. But I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like such a lady killer, always on a winner, thinking that you're in there. Oh boy, you're such a lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. Oh, you think you're such a lady killer, I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer, but we know where it's coming from, we know the score.
Thank you.
That was, of course, the incomparable Cranberries with the incomparable Dreams. Just such a very melodic horn honking out there. I had to play that song because it not only fits the theme of my travels, it is just so, I mean, I could probably listen to that song like once an hour and it would make me think about something else. You know, like it's endlessly applicable to the passage of time in this moment that I, as a young adult, find myself in. And it's a comfort. It's an inspiration. Showstopping, never been done before. So yeah, I just love that song. The whole album, everything, everyone else is doing it, so why can't we? I mean, just the title itself is just so indicative of the feeling that the music inspires. So that was the Cranberries, just casual. A lot more Brit pop and rock and adjacent Britpop and Britpop adjacent music this past half hour. We had Lush, Blur, and Arctic Monkeys all in a row, which just kind of like it's a concentration of every song that I've ever liked when I was in high school. All the good songs, you know, you have phases and you have phases and shades of different things, but that, I think that's the music that really has stuck with me through, you know, the many years since then. I'm not going to say how many years. It hasn't been that many, but it felt like a lot. But yeah, I also, A Certain Romance, I think, is a song, the Arctic Monkeys' first album, whatever people say, and that's what I'm not. That song particularly, I think, has grown on me in that listening to the album, owning the record on the LP on vinyl, I think that song just has really grown on me over the past couple years, and I just love the break and the, I mean, I went into play like some two-tone stuff, but I just love that there's like this little like kind of ska breakdown in there, like this little like beat in the background, just this very, it just is kind of this, maybe it's spoken, but I believe like an unspoken love letter to British music. And the lyrics are fantastic. I just love that song. So many of these songs are kind of like nihilistic and very kind of negative, especially towards like, well, it's, you know, it's punk rock. It's going to be negative towards the establishment, but that the line, there's only music so there can be more ringtones, is just so good. Yeah, I could talk about that album and that song for a long time, but that's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to remind you that this has been Yip Yip Music, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I, once again, restating, circling back, to return to my previous email, I am going to be absent for the next 2 weeks, and that's why this episode was a very, very special episode of Yip Yip Music, because I will be traveling across the globe for the first time. Any tips? Call the tip line. Just let me know. You know, I got my passport, and that's pretty much everything that I think that I need to do that. I'm not playing my regular outro today because I feel like I just kind of want to play us out in a very traditional sense, in the sense that it will be a dance track and it will also be British and it will also be one of my favorite songs of all time. A theme with many of these songs in this playlist. I also want to give a special shout out before I forget, earlier in the second half of the set, which is very confusing. Right after I played The Smiths, I played Porridge Radio off of their newest, I think it's their, yeah, it only came out 2 years ago. Their newest record, Waterslide, Diving Board, Ladder to the Sky. If you're interested in British music, you gotta listen to Porridge Radio. I'm kind of, if you know me, you know that I've dipped my toes, you dipped my whole legs into the British post-punk music scene and all that surrounds it, and Porridge Radio is one of my favorites. And I love that record, so you should listen to that. And it's new, music director who's listening to this, so you can enjoy that. But right now I'm going to quit and call it off for the day and clock out for my Radio Factory. But not before I leave you with this song. The song. Can I say this is the song? If I met an alien who had never heard music before, this would be on the short list of songs that I would play for them. So please enjoy. Dance it out wherever you are. And this is Blue Monday by New Order. Good night.